The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John, Lance, and Dell. Till 9:30, Raheel joins us at 9. Let's go. Let's get this party started. I was just thinking this morning, somebody asked the question. Oh, ESPN had asked the question. You know, Ben needs 4 more Super Bowls to pass Brady. Eli needs 4 more. Rodgers needs 5 more. Will Deshaun Watson have more Super Bowl rings when his career is over than Tom Brady? I think it's a legitimate question. Will he or won't he? You do have to answer.
I'm going to say not. I just think it's going to be tough.
Okay, Dell, which way are you going on this one?
I'm going to go no.
I'm going to go yes.
Well, that's surprising.
I'm going to say yes. Deshaun Watson will have, with the Houston Texans, okay, because I don't think they're going to get rid of him if he wins a couple before his initial contract is up.
Yep.
I think they will tender him. And I think if he finishes up after his fifth year with his second Super Bowl title, I think they will give him a contract extension.
I think so. All right.
And I do.
I mean, I want to see all that happen. I think that'll be good stuff.
Well, let's get it started. All right.
All right. You know, it's already started, as a matter of fact, because DeAndre Hopkins just yesterday making a pitch to Malcolm Butler on Twitter.
He invited him to join the team.
He said, "What's up, Malcolm Butler? We got a place for you in Houston." And then Brian Gain tweeted, "Hey, come on, bro. I just got this job."
Hey.
And then Bill O'Brien goes, "Hey, Brian, back off. We need this guy." And Brian goes, "All right." And then DeAndre goes, "I told you."
Bill O'Brien goes, "Do I have to come after you too, Brian?" Brian. Don't get lippy, Brian.
I thought we were on the same page here, Brian.
Brian. Don't get lippy.
Brian,
see what happened to the last guy.
I thought we were on the same team on this one.
I don't care what you
Bill,
say.
We are. I'm just saying he should run it past me first. DeAndre, he's right. Run it past him. We'll run it past me and then go through him.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you if you should go through him.
I don't really care what you say.
And then everyone's like, God, well, they're doing a lot of this in public.
Well,
feels like this should be just a regular phone conversation. Where'd they learn this from? LeBron? Everything's handled on Twitter?
Well, You know what? Fact of the matter is, I don't mind DeAndre out there trying to get you some Malcolm Butler. Malcolm Butler would be a nice addition. Now, what's Malcolm Butler going to cost?
They got money.
He's going to get paid.
Yeah, they got money, though.
Yeah, they also need that money. They need a lot of money for that offensive line.
Well, we'll see. I don't know that they're going to be all in on just overpaying an average to fading left tackle on Nate Solder.
You know what?
I just don't know if they'll do it.
My thought on that is that's what everybody said last year about Andrew Whitworth. And the number one guy to protect this year is Deshaun Watson.
Here's the thing, though. Whitworth really wasn't, though. No one's ever liked Whitworth. And it's been a weird thing. Me and my dad were talking about it. My dad didn't like Whitworth coming in. He goes, I don't know what. He goes, he doesn't look like he'd be a player. And all the tape I watched on him, he was really good. He was pitching for Whitworth. Whitworth moved down from tackle to guard. And then Whitworth left the Bengals, and their offensive line fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was that simple. He is really, really good, and he was a really, really good addition. I think Whitworth is better and less leaky than Nate Solder. I don't know what Nate's going to get.
They're about the same age, I think. I'm not saying. All I'm saying is I heard a lot of people being negative about Andrew Whitworth last offseason. You know, here's the thing, though. I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. Nate Solder would be a huge upgrade.
Yeah.
For the Houston Texans.
Yeah, he is.
And you know what you're going to have to do right now? Right now is overpay for that.
If it's a 2-year deal, what's the worst that can happen?
Hopefully it won't be. Yeah,
what's the worst that can happen?
No, but you know if you're Nate Solder, though, you're going to go, no, I want 4 years.
Well, when
I want a lot of guaranteed money.
No, when I say 2 years, I mean you're only on the hook for 2 years relative to the contract structure. You probably have to give them 3 to 4, like you said, but it doesn't mean it's going to be 3 to 4.
Right.
It's a guaranteed money, like you mentioned.
And we've talked about it before. I'm not breaking any new ground here. But priority one is going to be to protect that dude. Even though he was simply amazing with one of the worst, if not the worst, offensive line in football, he averaged longer to throw the football than anybody in the NFL over that six-game period. It was like over 4 seconds because he bought himself so much time. Mm-hmm. And how many points did they put up with him? I mean, he was simply amazing. But for how long can you count on him to do that?
You can't.
You can't.
It's not fair.
No, it's not.
And I don't know that Julian Davenport's answer. We'll see. I mean, every player can get better with coaching.
Well, where did you have him coming out?
Fourth.
Fourth round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did he get drafted? Fourth?
He got drafted in the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had fourth, fifth. He has, good feet, quick feet, but there's some holes in his game. And I'm worried about if he'll ever be a good starter. But sometimes you just have to deal with average starter and you move on. If you have a special, quarterback, sometimes they can make do. Like Nate Solder really hasn't been very good over the last 3 years, but you don't need – with Tom Brady, his pocket movement, the way he slides around in the pocket, his awareness of blitz, his awareness of rush, the way he gets rid of the ball, you don't have to have a great tackle. Really good quarterbacks who can elude rush through either pocket sliding or through mobility, sometimes they make offensive lines less important. Russell Wilson's done that, but Russell Wilson has also made his guys have to work longer too.
Mm-hmm.
So how about Jermaine Ifedi? I got to mention this. So a buddy of mine who I'm on the Joe Moore Award committee with, and a guy we text back and forth. His name is Duke Mannyweather. And Duke Mannyweather.
Hmm.
He played at Duke Mannyweather. He played at Humboldt State. He trains offensive linemen like Jeremy Parnell, who had a really good year, and Lyle Collins at his facility, and he has a place in Dallas. The guy's just really sharp, right? He's a really good evaluator of talent. He can coach talent up.
Can he keep Jermaine from holding?
No. He doesn't have Jermaine. That's the thing.
Oh.
So he wrote on the Bleacher Report's NFL 1000 or something. It's some scouting thing that they're doing. Duke was doing the offensive linemen in the NFL. He ranked all the offensive linemen for the 32 teams. He stacked them all. And Jermaine Ifedi came after him like, dude, you don't even watch the tape, blah, blah, blah.
Jermaine Ifedi was the most penalized player in the league last year.
And Duke's like, big dog, it's fine. I'm just, he goes, I want you
well,
to
where
play,
did he have
I want
Jermaine
you to play
last?
Better. No, he's like in the 30s.
Okay.
Is it probably too high, frankly?
Yeah.
Like in the 30s. And then he just, he was really upset about it. He goes, you don't even know what you're looking for. And everyone's on Twitter's like, Duke is like a offensive line dude. He watches a crap ton of tape, like a ton. And he knows exactly. He played it. He coaches it. He's a performance specialist. Jermaine just kept going on. It was the most crybaby-ass thing. And I was like, oh, he's a Seahawk.
Makes sense. Now. That's not why. Jermaine Ifedi is, he's maybe sensitive.
Yeah.
But
Seattle's sensitive, bro.
Well, Seattle is sensitive. There's no question about that. But maybe Jermaine thinks that he's been wrong. Maybe.
Oh, you should have saw the replies to Jermaine. Seahawk fans like, dude, just take your 37th in the league and be happy. Or whatever. They're like, you were the most penalized player in the league, Jermaine. What are you talking about? They all went after Jermaine. Everybody said, this is a bad look, Jermaine. Real bad look. Shut this one down.
Okay, let's take a look. Andrew Whitworth last year. His dead cap hit was $15 million. You weren't getting rid of him. That was the first year of the deal. This year, it's 5.8. Next year, it's 1.6.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be...
That's a two-year deal.
That is a contract. That's right. There's a potential out this year at 12. 1 year, 12.5. He can get out at 5.83.
What was his cap figure last year?
15.
Okay.
And that doesn't... You know what? What's the difference? The Texans are going to have like $60 million in cap space. You know what? Get that guy. Make it front-loaded and front-heavy. And next year, when you have a first-round pick, you go after that tag. Look, this is going to be – here's the problem with this. This is going to be at least 2 years of fixing this offensive line.
My God, look how much dead cap the Texans could have. Let me throw some numbers at you, see what you think. Okay, J.J. is a $15 million cap hit. J.J. Stan. DeAndre Hopkins, $14 million. He's here. Jadeveon Clowney, $13.8 million. They'll redo a deal with him, I think. I don't think you're going to have as much cap room left. You got to get a deal done with Jadeveon. Kareem Jackson, $9 million hit, dead cap $225 million. You would save $6.75 million if you cut Kareem Jackson. Now, I'm almost to the point of thinking you can't cut him. You can't cut him because you don't have J.J. Kevin Johnson is just a guy. Like, who are your cornerbacks?
Yeah. Right.
Who are your cornerbacks?
Yeah, but he's not a corner. He's how long is how long
he's
is
a
Kareem?
Safety now.
Yeah.
That's why I think Malcolm Butler.
But even still.
Look, you need to take your money and you need to probably get Malcolm Butler, Nate Solder, and redo Jadeveon Clowney. That's probably where your money needs to go. You get a patchwork left tackle. You get a corner who can play for you for at least the next 4 years and a fast corner in net with instincts. And then it makes life much easier on you in the draft. Then you don't have to get super antsy with, hey, we got to go up and find a tackle. And especially if you don't like a tackle. So they have three thirds. You are going to, or they will have three thirds once against their compensatory pick. You could, I don't know if you cut Kareem. I don't think you cut Kareem Jackson. Now here's Brian Cushing. To me, this is easy. $8.8 million cap figure. You're going to save 6.6.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, if you don't.
I'm sorry. You're going to save $7.6 million if you cut Brian Cushing. Right. I mean.
You have to.
He's gone.
He's got to.
There's no chance. Jeff Allen, you could save five. Like, what do you get? You save over $4 million if you cut him. What are you getting from Jeff Allen? You really can't survive
Jeff
Allen. Yeah,
but you
got to
have some offensive linemen.
Who, I know.
Okay, so name the offensive linemen. Just like cutting Kareem, I think Jeff Allen, what are you going to do? Who's going to be on the offensive line? Of course, you'd love to save that cap money, but good Lord, you don't have it. You're not going to have any linemen.
Let me see if I can find a guard for you. Just somebody. Just
anybody.
No, I don't want Luke Jokel. Don't want Andre Smith. Don't want DJ Fluker.
No, see?
Andrew Norwell, but he's going to go for a lot.
Yeah, he's going to be a lot. He's going to be
Justin
expensive.
Pugh's going to go for a lot of money. Yeah, you know, you got some guys there, Matt Slauson, but these. None of these guys are what you want. Imagine that. Brandon Fusco, you could maybe get him. He was a starter with Minnesota at one point. So,
is C.J. Fedorowicz coming back?
Is he? I would assume.
You need tight end as well. Mm-hmm. You need tight end. You're assuming, but the dude he's a walking concussion.
There's a good tight end draft though, for depth. In terms of depth, you got some guys in the second who aren't Texans. But you got some guys in the second. You got guys in the third. You got guys in the fourth. Like, I think this is a pretty good for what he does. Dalton Schultz from Stanford, I like him a lot. Ryan Izzo from Florida State. Durham Smythe from Notre Dame. Those are three guys who are all the same. Kyle Rudolph type of Anthony Fasano, C.J. Fedorowicz. Those same wide tight ends. There's three of them right there off the top of my head that I named that will be there third round and beyond. Maybe third and fourth. So I think you'll find that if you want to. I mean, you could conceivably find a decent guard in a third round. Let's say you hung on to your third round picks. You could get with your fourth and your two and your three thirds, you could get guard, cornerback, safety, tight end. That's not bad. And these are guys who are going to make your team and potentially be players. Then you go get Malcolm Butler as a free agent. You go spend some money on Nate Solder, and then you redo Clowney. That's not bad.
No.
I mean, right, we just worked through that, and then you're going to get rid of Cushing's money is going to be available. He's gone for sure. Has to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Suofilo is a free agent. Jeff, I'm just wondering, Julian Davenport.
Yeah, I guess where are your players?
Yeah, it's right. You got to have some.
Like, you can't cut
you
Kareem.
You can't cut Jeff Allen either. You got to keep him. I mean,
thanks for
you're stuck with them. You have to have some linemen. I think you should have at least five linemen when you go into the season. That's
is that
what I think.
A prerequisite?
I think that you should. Okay,
Derek Newton's on the tab. What happens with D. Newt? Is he done in football?
Dude, he's running. He's like that punter that was running down the field and both knees blew out. I mean, Derek Newton. Good
they
Lord,
they can't cut Deshaun Watson. They take a $2 million cap hit.
Okay.
If you were wondering, I don't know if you were asking.
I wasn't.
About that.
No.
But okay. I don't know, man. You got to save some money on a backup quarterback. Are you going to pay a backup quarterback that doesn't play $2 million?
Yeah. Well, he's not a backup.
Isn't
he? He's the starter.
Well, he started the season as a backup, didn't he?
Again with this. 713 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 7:18 on ESPN 97.5. Jermaine Every tells us, hey, that this very subject, talking about who the Texans need and what the Texans should do, is on SportsMap. At SportsMap, H-O-U, or SportsMap.com, he wrote an article. He says, sign Andrew Norwell. I like that. I would love to have Andrew Norwell, but whether or not.
I don't know how much you want to pay for a guard.
That's right.
Is the only problem, but it's a fit. It's a really good fit.
I would rather have the left tackle and see what you can fill in with the guard. Truth be told, is Davenport projected to be a guard?
No, tackle. But here's another guy, Justin Pugh. His agent is with SSG, Eric Burkhart, who had Johnny.
Yep.
And so I'm at Senior Bowl. He goes, Justin Pugh, how much you ready to pay for him, Texans? He goes, I'm guessing $12 million. I was like,
Over 17 years?
No, a year.
Get the bleep out of here.
Now he's tackling guard.
Yeah, but
he
still.
He can play either.
$12 million a year.
I don't think he's a great tackle, but he's better than what you have. You play him at tackle or guard.
Dell is better than what they have. Okay.
But you could play him at right tackle if you want to until you get where you want to be and play him at guard.
Not for $12 million a year.
Andrew Norwell is going to be pretty pricey too.
No, I know.
Look how much Andrew Whitworth.
Well, Andrew Norwell is probably the number one guard out there.
And Pugh's probably going to be right behind him. That's the problem. I mean, if you want to pay one of them, the other one's got tackle.
Well, if you go top heavy, if he's going to go $12 million for the first year, and then come down a little bit, that's blasphemy. He says, "Okay, we'd love to have Andrew Norwell, Jermaine. I agree. Wide receiver Jarvis Landry, not going to be a Texan, not classy. Had a domestic violence issue, not going to happen."
Not only that, but he just kind of likes to get a crap ton of catch. His whole thing is
throw him
a bunch of 7-yard passes, right, Dell? He's a 7-yard catch guy.
Well, that's how they've used him. I don't know if he would prefer something else, but that's
how
he's
been
used.
But DeAndre,
after starving at LSU, not getting the ball anywhere near him, he's like, now feed me.
But dude, Hopkins has got to get his catches.
Yeah.
So,
but how about Kevin? Somebody on the other side. I would love to. I just don't think he's classy enough to be a Texan. That's all.
That's a fair assessment.
All right. Bolster the defensive backfield. Thank you. Yep. Want to do that. You know what? The recruitment of Malcolm Butler, EJ Gaines, Trey Boston. Okay. And he says trade a star. Jadeveon Clowney. Fred Fowler wrote an article about trading Jadeveon Clowney. I don't know that that's going to win. Texans are very reticent to trade stars.
Would a Bill Belichick have traded Clowney this offseason?
No.
No,
not this early in his career. He would hang on. He's a pass rusher.
Well, he traded Chandler Jones.
Chandler Jones, but Chandler also had some.
I don't think Bill likes
Chandler
weed
had
much.
Some psychological stuff, too.
I don't think Bill's a big weed guy, seeing as how he benched Malcolm Butler for some weed.
Oh, he's had lots of weed guys playing.
Oh, you know he has. I know.
That was a departing free agent weed guy.
Right.
If it's still going to be on my team.
Yeah, but that's
guy.
A cornerback that you've got to have in the Super Bowl weed guy. Holy crap.
Not if you're a genius.
Well, apparently.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe not so geniusy.
Anyway, you can read.
I don't think he would. I do not think Bill Belichick would trade a. You know, he didn't trade Richard Seymour until further down in his career. I don't think he would trade a Jadeveon Clowney. But I'll say this with J.J. Watt, the uncertainty of J.J. Watt. I don't dislike that idea about trading Clowney because he would bring you a ton back, which would mean you could immediately address stuff this year. Because you're getting a first for Clowney.
So you get the first. But isn't Clowney what you're looking for?
Yes, it is. That's the problem. Yeah. But now at a much, much higher rate. But if you figure,
if you knew JJ was going to be healthy,
I think
merciless.
JJ's off the books after the next 2 years. I think he's off the books now the leagues. I hate to say it, but I think JJ's career is over in 2 years.
Yeah, but did you see all the pictures of him and Man of the Year with his girlfriend?
Oh, he's still a handsome guy in a suit and all that.
And he got his hair done.
But I just
did
don't
you see he got his hair done?
I saw.
I did see that.
Fresh cut.
Everybody was thrilled to see JJ in a suit as opposed to, you know, haven't played in 30 games, it seems like. Congratulations. Well, hey, look at the Man of the Year. Great. But you know what people are going to forget next season? Hey, JJ's got one sack in 8 games. What the hell's going on here?
Right. Oh, that's what we're going to say?
Yeah.
JJ's not getting sacks next year?
Yeah. What actually, you know? Yes.
No, I'm sorry, 37. Yeah.
What you say?
37.
37 what?
Million.
Over the next?
Raised over the course of about 1 month.
Ooh.
Yeah, 37.
That's
though.
His cap figure, 37 million.
37.
No, but well, what's actually his real cap figure? Because it's close,
that's
actually.
That's like 15 million.
Yeah. For how much production? The man of the year.
Hopefully
thing,
a lot.
The man of the year thing is great. I get it. But in football terms, people are going to forget about that really quickly if JJ's costing the team a certain amount of money and he's providing next to nothing in
yeah,
production.
This, I would agree. This year, it's going to get loud. This is year three of a potential three-year run with maybe limited production. If that happens again this year, and even if he plays the whole season and he ends up with 7 sacks, you're going to hear people.
Oh.
That's just the nature of people.
Yeah.
They're just going to say he's got to go.
Hey, listen, he's a $100 million guy.
Yeah, and you're going to pay Clowney more than likely, and Clowney's going to get paid at least what JJ gets.
Yeah.
So, and then you want to pay Nate Solder. He's in the double-digit category. And Malcolm Butler. So you would now have, how does this even work? With Jadeveon Clowney, JJ Watt, DeAndre Hopkins, Malcolm Butler, In the scenario we talked about, Nate Solder.
Well, you got your quarterback cheap. That's why you still got some room to play until Deshaun.
If you
comes
want to do
through.
All that, then you probably have to cut Jeff Allen. You definitely have to cut Brian Cushing. You're gonna have to make more cuts.
I would think. Oh yeah. Well, Cushing. Come on. If Cushing is still on this team
and Merciless is,
then you know that this is Bob McNair making out all of them. If they, because a football decision, this is not even arguable. Brian Cushing cannot be on this team.
No, Brian's done. If he stays, I'm quitting radio.
No, again?
Yeah, I'm quitting radio. Yeah. This time.
How many times?
This time.
How many times have you quit radio?
For at least 4 more months.
I told you you're a boxer.
For at least 4 more months.
How many lives do you have to destroy? Brian Cushing, please don't let Lance destroy more lives. Okay?
Just get cut.
I can't. Yeah,
it's not on Brian Cushing. It's on Bob McNair.
I need Bob McNair to allow this to happen because I can't stand for Lance to come back after Brian Cushing isn't cut. And then, I quit radio, then come back 3 months later and everyone's like, oh, we missed you. I can't believe it. Oh, it's so great that you're back and with John. Oh, stop it.
Stop. Okay. We're still getting that. Stop. All right, 713-780-3776 to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. You're more than welcome. We started with Texans, what the Texans offseason. At least we waited until after the Super Bowl was
over.
Yeah,
what are we, 6'10"?
But we waited until the Super Bowl was over to see what our team needs to do.
Hey, free agency is literally about to start.
This all started with Deshaun Watson winning 6 Super Bowl titles.
No, free agency, but on the real, free agency is literally about to start. Yeah. And the Texans have to have a cornerback attack, like, they don't have a first or second. I don't know where these players are coming from other than free agency.
I think you buried the lead. Don't you know that once the Super Bowl ended, that ball hit the ground on that Hail Mary baseball season started?
Yeah, that's what,
at least that's what I was told.
Who told you that?
Every baseball Astros person on Twitter, Astros, the Marlins, random Twitter feeds that cover baseball, MLBs. I wasn't aware that there weren't other sports going on.
There are people who are baseball football followers only and not basketball.
But the Astros needed to tell me basically, no, you guys don't start until like July people.
I don't know.
To be honest with you,
the Rockets have, in the course of the last 2 weeks, they've beaten the Warriors, the Spurs, and the Cavs.
Don't tell that to the Astros.
They have a winning. I know Astros Twitter, I guess, doesn't want to hear what. I might want to check and see what the Rockets' record is. They're doing pretty well.
Let me give you a breakdown of what's going to occur.
Their trade deadline.
Let me give you a rundown of what's going to occur before anyone starts to care about baseball.
I'll bet you their GM makes a deal too.
As
you mentioned, spring, the opening day, fine, whatever. You've got an NBA Finals. You got March Madness. You actually have a World Cup this summer. Baseball's like the third most favorite sport in this country. It would be fourth if the U.S. actually could qualify for a freaking World Cup.
I smell a sports map article.
Oh, it's coming. Because baseball Twitter pissed me. I was like, wait a minute. When did this become a thing? That the end of the Super Bowl means baseball started.
Baseball Twitter. Let basketball have their show. Basketball had to wait. Like, oh, is this season over yet?
Yeah.
We can't wait for us to matter. And college basketball was like, hey, guys, March Madness, remember? We get ours, too. And the baseball's like, forget it. we're America's pastime. Like,
Damn, easy. Oh, well, baseball, the Astros made it so everybody loves baseball
Yeah.
That's fine, that's but I don't need the Marlins to tell me.
No, no, no.
Baseball's 100% regional now. Nationally. If your team matters, then baseball matters. That's right.
How about this? American League MVP Jose Altuve at River Oaks Country Club this morning. Spring Spirit Breakfast for Champions. All right. Jose Altuve.
Makes sense since he's a champion.
He is a champion.
He's like sixth best Astro of all time, I was told. I was told he was actually the fifth best second baseman of all time.
And Astros
behind, behind Joe Morgan, who had 261 with the Astros in 10 years. This is a baseball guy who was trying to use sabermetrics to tell me this.
Jeff
he's
Kent.
Behind Jeff Kent. Jeff Kent. What, 2 years?
Joe Morgan, Craig Biggio, Jeff Kent. And then Jose Altuve.
No, he had a fourth.
No.
Yeah, he said there's four others better.
Stop. Who
I
else?
I can't remember who the fourth. I don't know. Probably like Bill Doran.
It might be Bill Doran. It'd have to be Bill Doran.
No. Wait. Biggio, Morgan,
Kent.
Kent. And who else? I think
Billy
he had a
Doran
fourth.
Would be the only other one.
No, I'm telling you. This argument was so preposterous, I almost vomited. I'm like, wow, can you smarter than everyone baseball guys who will argue the worst idea and try to like, let me go search baseball references, see if I can find a sabermetric argument that I can make and try to defeat him. And I just say, what about the World Series and the MVP? What about Joe Morgan hit 26? Joe Morgan was the best and he's Hall of Famer. I was like, yeah, 10 years, 261, bro. One All-Star appearance. He is a Hall of Famer. Are you saying Jose Altuve is better than a Hall of Famer? I said, well, you said Astros second. I meant all-time Astros who played it. And also, I said, oh, so Curt Schilling's an all-time Astro great.
Yep.
Here's my greatest Astros pitchers of all time. Randy Johnson.
Right.
Curt Schilling.
Right. Justin Verlander.
Justin Verlander, absolutely.
Yeah.
God, we got some great pitchers.
Nolan Ryan.
We got a bunch of Hall of Famers.
Oh, yeah.
Just loaded with Hall of Famers. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go with Lima because we got strong 1-4.
Yes.
So I go Lima. I think that's a good pick, Poppy.
All right. You know who else a good pick? Going to Rockets game?
Yeah, Houston Rockets. So I got to tell you folks something. Maybe baseball Twitter didn't pay attention closely. Your Houston Rockets doing pretty good. And what do you have going on right now? Well, you've got the red-hot Houston Rockets are launching their way into the NBA playoffs, and you can secure your seat for the ride with your choice of a 5-game stretch run ticket package right now as low as $132. They got the 3-point package or the slam dunk package, kind of like how the Rockets like to play basketball. The 3-point package has a rematch with the Spurs, the Detroit Pistons, the Atlanta Hawks, the Phoenix Suns, and the Portland Trailblazers. Damian Lillard going to be in town. You got slam dunk package where you have the Clippers, the Pelicans, the Bulls, the Wizards, and the Oklahoma City Thunder, as Russy Russ and Carmelo will be in town along with Paul George. So which one do you want, the slam dunk or the 3-point package? Both of them are available at Rockets.com. Just call 713-627-DUNK and watch all of those teams get punked. Rockets.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so what do we make of the Super Bowl ratings? 43.1, down from 45.3. Lowest rating since the Saints-Colts. And then
lowest rating since Breeze Manning.
Yeah. Well, and that was a 45.0.
We were in Vegas for that one. Remember that?
See, the last year was down too, 45.3. Yeah. And 45.0 Saints Colts was 45.0. This is 43.1. That's down 103.4 million average viewers, which is the fewest since the Steelers Cardinals game. But it's still the 10th most average viewers ever. So what are we supposed? It's still the 10th most average viewers ever, yet it's down since
the, I don't know. You tell me you work it's in always TV. Down. I don't know what to say about this.
Well, obviously
we know cord cut. We know that TV viewing. We know it's an inexact science with Super Bowl parties. You don't get the same.
No, yeah, there's a lot of bars and parties. Yeah,
so I don't know. I mean, I don't really know. I wonder if people are getting tired of the Patriots.
Do you think Blake Bortles would have served you better?
This is what doesn't matter.
Is that what you think?
This doesn't make any sense. Why would have Drew Brees and Peyton Manning? Of course, that's Manning Colt, but he was a big deal.
Smaller markets, both smaller markets.
Well, these aren't small markets.
No.
Well,
but this was bigger. Well, no, it wasn't bigger. It was. I don't know. Maybe it is because they're sick of the Patriots, or you know, some other stuff. Hey, there's a lot of other stuff. Back then, Colts and Saints, there was this controversy
swirling. There was no Twitter. There was no controversy.
No, the NFL wasn't hated. Fred and AJ read the list of the most hated companies in America, and the NFL came in third. There was no controversy surrounding the NFL then. It has played a part. Whether or not, hey, it's still the 10th most viewed ever, but it's down. It's just not, you just can't argue it. It's down. And the league's, this perception of the league is down too. Whether or not that, now, what does that mean? Did they not hit their numbers? I wouldn't imagine that those Super Bowl ads hit their numbers. So now the NFL is going to have to make good somewhere else while they're trying to cut back on commercials. And I think they did a little bit this year with split screen and injury timeouts, getting to a break as opposed to, you know, doing them in a regular break.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest concerns for the league is having too many breaks, and now they're probably going to have more because they're going to have to make good on some of these Super Bowl ads because they didn't hit their mark. I don't think 43.1 would have hit his mark.
Yeah, I don't even know how any of that stuff works. If you don't have a certain number, you have to guarantee.
They'll guarantee you a certain number.
So that means more commercials.
Because they're charging you what, $3 million for a. For a 30-second spot, $4 million,
at least
$4 or $5 million.
Yeah, I think it's higher.
Whatever it was, whatever they're charging you. I mean, so yeah, you're gonna have to hit. You damn right, you got to hit some marks, and they didn't hit. I don't think 43.1 certainly didn't hit that. So, I don't know what that means. Vegas apparently took in $159 million. From what I saw, the betting was pretty even on this game.
I think it was. Yeah, we can find out the handle. It won't be hard to find.
The handle was $159 million.
See how Vegas.
And that was just Vegas. And most people bet with their bookie as opposed to Vegas.
Here, how Vegas did Super Bowl. Eagle Super Bowl win was painful for Las Vegas sportsbooks. Las Vegas sportsbooks not so lucky with Eagle Super Bowl win. Like I thought, public was on the Patriots. I think they must have held the numbers tight because they knew wise guys would pound them with money line action on the Eagles. Yeah. Vegas Sportsbook, not so lucky. Here's another one. Eagles Super Bowl win was painful for Las Vegas Sportsbooks. Between Las Vegas Sportsbooks had come out ahead in 25 of previous 27 NFL championship games. Wow. They had, but not this time. They just said best case scenario for MGM Race and Sportsbook Patriots by 3 or 4 and under 48. Did that happen? No. To best case scenario, let's see, Patriots covering and under is what they needed before kickoff, and that did not happen.
Well, yeah, the public loves the over, and they usually love the favorite. They like the Eagles in this situation. That's, I'm telling you, because the Eagles took care of business so well against the Vikings. Would a line of Solder, Mance, Martin, Quesenberry, and Davenport work? Be awfully thin.
Oh, no, wait. If Vegas got killed, it's because
all the Eagles money.
Yeah,
Eagles money. Action.
Yeah. Because yeah, Caesar said a 7-figure win for us thanks to some late arriving money on the Patriots. Thanks, public.
Thank you.
Thanks, public. MGM Grand, a modest win. Win, a loss on the game. William Hill, a multi-million dollar loss. For them, William Hill's, you know, England. Westgate Sportsbook, a small win overall, but props were really bad. Somebody got killed on pink.
Oh, pink, yeah, pink going under. Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. Why did you send that?
And there's the other thing. I think people get killed. I think some of these sports books are getting killed on Vegas, on Patriots getting there, because people are betting them on the futures to get there in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because that, by the way, that figures into their final.
Well, an Eagles future would have paid big.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yep.
An Eagles future. Though, trust me, that plays into books is when people are on a team that is a big, has big odds, but a team like Philadelphia that has a lot of people that will bet, that's scary for books. I hate the Pats, really didn't watch much. And now the Super Bowl is over. I'm going to need Lance Erline and John Granato to break down Daytona. No, that's what Trey does.
We don't do that.
We will have a breakdown. Oh, trust us. What? That's coming up. Daytona's got to be coming up soon, because it's usually when it's during spring training.
When
obviously.
Is it? I literally it's have no up. Idea. How about this? Mike Zepp says, whispers, I'd trade JJ before Clowney. Well, the problem with that is that JJ doesn't have any value.
Yeah, you ain't going to get nothing for him.
Let's see. A guy who's coming off two straight years of injuries, who's carrying $15 million on his cap number, and all it's going to do is go higher. There's no value in trading J.J. Watt. That ship has sailed. Not that you ever would have traded him when he was good anyway. I don't think they're trading Clowney either. I don't think they would consider it.
No, really don't. They don't trade stars. J.J. is Derrick Rose.
I think he had a longer run than D. Rose, but it's similar. It's feeling similar. Well,
D. Rose had a league MVP. J.J. didn't, although he had three defensive MVPs.
Actually, in football, defensive MVPs are considered the most valuable, even more than league MVPs. That's a little
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what baseball Twitter told me. When baseball? They were trying to argue something.
You forgot Roger Clemens on your all-time team.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. And Danny Pettit.
Well, he's Roy Oswalt.
No, he can't make. What? He's not one of the all-time great Astros. You got Curt Schilling, Randy Johnson.
Curt Schilling, how long was he here?
He was an Astro. For how long?
It doesn't matter.
He's an Astro.
Randy Johnson was here for like 12 days. He's an all-time Astro.
He shouldn't make the list either.
Yeah.
That was the point.
Roy.
No. That was the point. It doesn't matter how long you're here. Yeah. They're giving Jeff Kent and Joe Morgan all the love.
Well, are we going to buy into that nonsense?
Over Altuve. Dell, I'm not arguing with baseball people anymore. You should know better, too. I'm disappointed.
Oh, I guess.
And I can't wait till your little article comes out and baseball people.
Tell baseball people can eat it, okay?
Whoa.
I get you love your sport.
You know what your win over replacement share is? A negative.
Yeah. Good, because I don't even know what that means, because baseball stats are stupid.
You're says the dumb person.
Yeah.
Dumbass baseball stats.
What you know about war?
You don't know anything about.
Hey, how long is this game going to take? I don't know. It's baseball. It could be 5 hours. Could be 2.5. I got no idea. Stupid, no time limit baseball.
What are you talking? How do you know how long a basketball or football game is going to last?
Well, there's a set time. Obviously, crap can happen. But literally, baseball it's open-ended. It could go for as long or short as it like.
What if the two teams are tied at the end?
What, in football?
In football and basketball?
It'll end at some point.
Maybe, unless they tie again.
Oh, these two text messages I got from friends are right up your alley, John. One is, golf majors start soon.
That's Freddie.
Uncle Freddie just sent that. And then my buddy Michael said, and this is for you two, I heard the Peaky Blinders cleaned up on Super Bowl action. Are they handle gambling?
I'm sure they did.
Oh, yeah. You don't know. You're not on.
Not yet.
On the Peaky Blinders?
Not yet.
They take big action.
They drugged Gronkowski in the first half. That's why he didn't play well. They drugged him right before the start of the game. He finally worked it out of his system. That's why he played better.
No.
Yeah, actually, he couldn't catch anything in the first half.
Actually, they loaded up. They put some stash on Malcolm Butler. And kept him out. Missed curfew, and he walked in with weed.
If you don't know that show, they run the race, races, and they drug horses.
Yeah,
that's what they did to Malcolm Butler.
Butler, and that's why Malcolm couldn't play. And guess what? Guess what happened? Peaky Blinders cleaned up. 7:45 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about HRP. HRP.net. HRP.net. If you're looking for that company that's going to get your payroll. And this is the time of the year where you're like, wow, I really, really, really need HRP. Because if your payroll company isn't taking care of you tax time, if you're having to work all of these hours and extra because your payroll company isn't doing it for you, well, then you need our payroll company. This is when HRP becomes the most valuable to all of the businesses that they have, because they have it so organized, so well done. All of your your Affordable Care Act. That's taken care of. All of your taxes taken care of. All of your, obviously, your payroll and your HR. This is something, and you've got worry-free payroll. That's what happens with HR&P. Find out for yourself. When you, I'm telling you, and you can call here and ask Laura Beavers. Ask her how great it is to have HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. If you don't love your payroll company, use ours. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Apparently, Brian is right dead on here. He says a cricket match can last 3 to 5 days. Those are heels, people.
Yeah, what does cricket have to do with us?
Yeah.
Let's see if cricket gets big with the millennials.
Yeah, it's like baseball. It can last 3 to 5 days.
We're at day three here in the cricket contest.
Oh, like game five of the World Series wasn't 4 days long. Yeah.
What if they go...
the greatest game ever?
Sure, it was.
The cricket outfits are like, we have got to find ways to speed the game up. We're losing young viewers.
It's 2 weeks long,
this game.
Is there
any way that we can make people stay on the cricket pitching mound, whatever it's called, on the Crockett or whatever it is?
No, it's a pitch, isn't it?
Quit stepping out all the time. We're on day three. The kids are going to stop watching cricket. Stay in the wicket.
We got to keep this within 3 days. Yeah. Otherwise, we're losing all of our kids.
If we can't find a way to go to, I do like an Indian accent, but yeah. I just don't feel like getting in trouble.
I think you should do it. No. Let's get Billy in here. You want to talk about baseball?
Just give Evan
Billy's
look.
A baseball guy. Hey, Billy,
give me a look.
Yeah, y'all talking garbage about baseball. At least they don't kneel like those punk football players.
Ooh. Is this Eric Wong?
It sounds like Eric Wong.
No, this is Billy. This is Billy Club.
Billy Club.
Okay.
No one's talking garbage about. No one's talking about garbage about baseball. You got that all wrong, Frank.
They don't kneel only for the cross. They stand for the anthem.
There's an Oakland A player that knelt.
And you see, he got arrested, so.
Yeah, he did get arrested.
The baseball lobby got after him.
So, Billy, there goes your argument. Baseball player did kneel.
Plus we're talking
My favorite cricket team is Punjab from India. The Punjab Raiders.
Yeah, this is Eric Wong.
Yeah, it's Eric Wong. Pooja Lodia?
Punjab Raiders. The Raiders?
What? Goodbye, Eric Wong. Sean wants to talk about the Super Bowl. Hey, Sean.
Hey, it's really freaky deaky, but when that young lady answered the phone, I felt awkward telling her my name was freaky deaky.
No, you know what? What's up, you catch a hashtag.
What's up, freaky?
Hey, what's the deal, man?
What's up, freaky?
Hey, I got a couple of things.
Wait. What's today?
It's coming. It's not today. It's coming, though, man. It's coming.
You know what's coming, don't you, John?
Good?
Well, is it March 14th?
No.
What?
No.
It's Valentine's Day is coming up. You know what comes the day it's before,
after.
Right? It's the day after Valentine's Day.
Side chick
Tuesday? Where Freaky Deaky gives you the rules of the game.
Oh, okay.
Especially on the half-price chocolates.
Yeah, that's coming. Hey, so check it. I get these emails from all these different promoters and all of this or whatever. How did I know this Super Bowl, what it was going to be? I got nothing about I didn't get Diddy parties. I didn't get come see the strippers in Minnesota emails. I didn't get none of that. Was anything going on in Minnesota or was it just football? Because usually when it's Super Bowl time, you get the flood of comedy shows, concerts, parties. I got none of
you
that.
You got nothing? They didn't even try to get you out to Minneapolis?
Who wants to go to Minneapolis? Prince is already gone. Mm-hmm. So who wants to go to Minneapolis? I'm telling you, man, my emails were dry. You used to get packages like, okay, buy this package and you can go to this party with VIP access. Zero in my inbox.
What's the best Super Bowl party you ever been to? Or you know what? No, wait. Best sporting event party. It could be All-Star Weekend. It could be whatever.
All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
All-Star
Weekend. Which one? When it was in Houston?
The last one that was in Houston.
And where were you?
Everywhere, Lance.
Okay.
I won so big, and I spent $25, and that was just on gas.
What? How is that possible?
Look, Lance. I saw Common at the House of Blues for free. I saw Rakim in the Heights for free. I saw Googles the strippers. Oh, my God, Lance. That's another conversation. I mean, I saw strippers that weekend that if I had money, I would have paid some rent. But I just don't have that kind of bread. But All-Star Weekend, the last one that was here, was the best time I ever had at a sporting event. Hands down. I probably slept 6 hours in 4 days. It was legit.
$25.
I was three people away from getting in the Michael Jordan party until this shiesty chick was like, I don't think you're on the list. Look here, Mormon. I'm three people from the door. I see Michael Jordan standing over there. Let me in. I was that close. It was at the museum. I even got into a couple of private parties that, yeah, it was a good deal. But I didn't kind of talk about that.
Go ahead.
So a few years back, the Shotgun Reed was deemed gimmicky, high schoolish. He wouldn't last in the league. This is not what we do. Fast forward a few years, they renamed it RPO, read pass option, and it's the whole rave of the league. They did the same thing with the run and shoot. Why do they do that, man? I asked Lance that because he's a football guy. But the Shotgun Reed and the quote-unquote RPO, isn't that the same offense?
No, you're just talking about zone read and the RPO. No, the difference is it's a running play. There's no pass play built into the zone read. It's just an option. That's all it is. You're just reading. It could be a defensive tackle. It could be a defensive end. It could be an outside linebacker. You're just making a read, and then you're either giving the ball or you're running. The RPO took it to the next level where your offensive
really
line.
It's shotgun read with a pass in it.
Yeah.
With that third option.
Yeah, that's it. Because running the offensive line is going to block it the same way. As far as they're concerned, it's a running play. And then the quarterback makes his read. A lot of times pre-snap, like what UCLA did. I was watching some more Josh Rosen yesterday. He would just, on his RPOs, he would literally just snap it, and he would barely even give you a fake. He'd just turn and throw. Like, he'd make a pre-snap read, and he'd throw. But the offensive line just believes it's going to be a running play. That's right. How they treat it. And the NFL will let you get within 3 yards down the field. In college football, you have the option as an offensive lineman to get 3 yards down the field when a guy's throwing the football.
Right. And they don't even know. Okay. They don't know whether or not it's going to be a throw or catch.
And they don't call it. They don't call it down the field.
Do you know who ran it the best and maybe the first that? Remember the Auburn Alabama game? He's running along. I think it was the kick six, and one of the early scores was he's running along the line of scrimmage and after the fake, like, and it looked like he's running the option.
And they throw it to
and
the
he just
side,
and, yeah. and yeah threw it along the sideline.
Keep
line.
The option alive.
Yeah.
Or this is the other one they've built in where it's the same thing. The quarterback fakes a handoff, and it looks like he's running, and that wide receiver sits there. And if you're a corner and you start to pick, he will take off down. You didn't mean the option.
No,
the field.
Down the field.
Oh, yeah. That's what's brilliant because it's still a pass play. It's a live pass
play. That's right. Yeah. As long as you're lineman now.
Well, as long as you are behind it. Right. Yeah. Now, on that play, you know for a fact you're going to try to hit him with that.
You got but you also he's also got the option to run. If the corner leaves that wide receiver, he was right up along the side. I was like, what a brilliant
this
play.
Idea that college game and college offenses are superior to NFL offenses. And the idea that it couldn't work in the NFL, they can. They have to be tweaked, and you can't do everything exactly the same, and the hashes are different and things like that. But these elements of misdirection and confusion, they're going to work on any level. And you see now NFL teams are starting to say, yeah, we know this stuff will work. And the old line coaches, like, I don't think Gary Kubiak could fade the NFL right now with all these. And although I say that, but he put in an RPO for Case Keenum.
Oh, yeah. And oh, by the way, I love the way he rolled the pocket and found the tight end. And, you know,
I'm saying all the new elements. I don't know that Gary would have included the new elements into a standard offense.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't know. But
Kyle Shanahan did with.
I don't know if you know this. He was a pretty smart coach. He won a Super Bowl.
Gary?
Gary did.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So I know
he wasn't Manning.
He wasn't very.
He did it the easy way with Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah. He did it the easy way with all John Elway's players. I know he wasn't that smart here with Rick Smith's players.
He did it the easy way with Peyton Manning throwing like 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Total.
Seven touchdowns and 19 interceptions.
He literally got the worst Peyton Manning ever in Peyton Manning history.
Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions, only played five games.
I'm not counting that Super Bowl for Peyton. He won one.
No, what now?
Peyton won one Super Bowl.
No, he didn't. 1-2. Okay.
To me, he won one. Congratulations for beating the Bears in the rain. That was your only Super Bowl. I'm not giving you this last one.
Sure. 758 ESPN 97.5.
You can't decide that.
Yeah. No, he just did.
Yep.
Yeah, that one doesn't count.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, did Trent Dilfer get a Super Bowl trophy?
Yes, he did.
No.
Nope.
No.
Actually, didn't he play pretty well in that game?
No one remembers because he's so terrible.
One touchdown to Brandon Stokely.
No Super Bowl. He has no Super Bowls, though.
He probably has a ring. No.
He hit a little white guy that ran.
Here's what I could do, though. I could, to make up for what I just said about Trent, I could send him some roses from Rose Express.
What?
I could.
Well, would you send him a rose? Would you send him a dozen roses, or would you send him 25 roses?
A rose means we're on a date, and it's probably the second date. A dozen roses means we've been together for a while, and I'm just going to be honest with you, the flame is gone. Right. 25 means, okay, we're in this thing.
This is a go.
I think I love you.
Yeah.
And then once you go to 50, 75, 100, which is what you can, I'm sorry, you can go, yeah, 50, 75, 100 at Rose Express. You only increase by $20 every 25 roses. If you know anything about the rose game at all, those prices don't really exist for people.
And it's so easy. The website cannot be simpler. I know you go to these other flower websites and it's like there's 9,000 options and you're like, well, wait a minute. Okay, so wait, what was the deal you two said? This is it. You go to roseexpress.com. Here it is. You want 25? Do you want 50? Do you want 75? Do you want 100? That's it.
That's it.
That's how simple it is. And delivery on Valentine's Day, and they'll be fresh. It's right here, by the way. It's right here in Conroe is where Rose Express is. RoseExpress.com, RoseExpress.com. Lance and I both got them. Wonderful packaging. She's going to love it. And it's 25.
Look at this. 100. They've now got 125 available for 109 right now.
How about that? You can't buy. You go to the grocery store and buy an arrangement, and you'll spend $100. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
At the grocery store. You get 125 roses for $109.
By the way, I got mine delivered. They're also cut. They're stagger cut. So they're ready to put in a vase. You don't have to do all their arranging yourself because they're staggered at different heights. Really an awesome company. And they turned out great. They're still
so fresh.
Rocking
mine
and rolling
too.
At home.
Mine too. All right, so get to roseexpress.com. That's roseexpress.com.
ESPN 97.5.